Adam Maguire has the business news.
Thanks, Justin. Domestic demand will grow by 2.8% next year, according to business representative group IBEC. A solid figure, albeit slightly weaker than the one that is estimated for this year. IBEC says US tariffs have had a limited effect on Irish exports so far, while households will continue to see their incomes rise in 2026. Gerard Brady is chief economist with IBEC. He joins us in studio now. Gerard, on the domestic front first, you see households continuing to see their incomes rise, consumer spending growing as a result of that. What's fueling that? Is it all down to projected wage increases, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, so inflation is fairly in line with the kind of 2% for the last 2 years, and we expect 2% again next year or thereabouts, and then wages are growing ahead of that. So we're seeing more people and more people in employment despite a slowdown in the growth rate of employment. There will be 30,000 more people in employment next year than there was this year. And then on top of that, the wage growth will carry through into the consumer economy. So it's a pretty solid outlook.
That's slowdown in the Irish economy. You know, consistent signs of a slowdown in the labour market. Is there a red flag in there?
So if you look at the last kind of 6 or 7 years, you've seen 500,000 jobs added over that period. It was a really rapid period of employment growth, maybe nearly 100,000 jobs a year for 5 years. That couldn't be sustained for any period of time. So it has or is coming towards an end now in terms of that rapid phase. We were down to 50,000 additional jobs this year, 30,000 jobs next year, but still a fair clip compared to most European economies. So something that's slowing from a really rapid base.
Now, part of that, as I mentioned, and part of the growth in the Irish economy is down to the fact that 78% of Irish exports to the US are exempt from tariffs so far. And that's kind of the important thing here, because there's still a big question mark. Despite all the talk of tariffs, we still don't know exactly how things will settle.
Yeah, it's an intentional use of the phrase. It's still a lot of uncertainty out there in the global economy about what might happen next. What we've seen this year is that geopolitics are now driving the economy as much as actual economics and the fundamentals. There's lots of things to look out for next year. Tariffs, the impact of tariffs that have already been brought in, haven't fully impacted on the global economy yet, and we think they will on global trade next year. But on the other hand, we've seen interest rate cuts throughout this year and 2024 that haven't fully impacted yet, so those two might balance each other out.
In terms of that uncertainty, it's not going away, at least another couple of years of uncertainty. How are businesses navigating that and planning around that?
I think it's really, really difficult for businesses to plan, and the current environment is not going to change. I think there was maybe a period back in April where we thought about, well, once the uncertainty ends, we'll get on with our lives. I think the uncertainty is here to stay for a period of time, and tariffs are here to stay regardless of what happens in the US. That it's unlikely that a future US government will fully roll back tariffs. So we're just going to have to get more used to building in the kind of insurance and the contingencies for the geopolitical twists that have dominated the last 4 or 5 years.
Another big factor driving growth globally in particular is the AI investment boom. Largely a US phenomenon. Are we seeing that benefiting the Irish economy? And maybe more importantly, how exposed are we if that is a bubble and if it bursts?
So on both fronts, it benefits us because we're a small open economy and the global economy is growing. Nearly half of US growth this year has been just AI physical capital investment in things like fabs, the semiconductor factories, and things like energy to support those factories and also data centers. It's remarkable. There will be trillions of dollars of investment in AI. That all relies on, at some stage, the companies doing all that investment making a profit from it, and the markets believing that they're going to make a profit from it. So there's a lot of potential for uncertainty out there from that source. There's also, in either case, whether it's a bubble or not, we think a lot of potential for growth. Wouldn't be the first bubble that we ended up with much better infrastructure and a much better global economy. We saw it with the dot-com bubble. Hundreds of thousands of kilometres of fibre built that had no customer at the end of it. And then that was the basis on which the internet grew in the 2000s. So these things can be good, even if they're in the short term very volatile.
Oh, interesting year and years ahead. Gerard Brady, Chief Economist with IBEC. Thank you for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.